Blog Talk Radio.
Crown Talk Time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. Tonight on the show, we have the lovely one and only Serena Ritter-Ketty. She just recently won Ms. U.S. Continental this past summer, and for a small recap, Serena participated on the show 1 year ago, then returned back onto the show 5 days prior to her heading to nationals, where her life would change from a state title holder to a national title holder. Prior to us introducing our guests onto the show, I would like to thank some of our quintessential sponsors. Thank you to Enlightened Expression Gwinnett, Shoes & More LLC, McForman's Dell Christian University, Double Exposure Hoops, and R&B Hair Extensions. If you would like to be featured as a guest, please contact Crown Talk with Burgundy, and that's BYRGUNDY at gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, what we've all been excited for is introducing your 2019 Miss U.S. Continental, Serena Ritter-Ketty. Hey, Serena.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to have you back on the show. So first and foremost, congratulations on your huge title that you just recently won. And tell our audience how you felt about winning Ms. U.S. Continental.
Honestly, the emotions were overflowing. I really, anytime I put my foot on that stage or anything that I'm involved in, I do it with my heart, my soul. I do it with everything. So winning U.S. Continental, finally. So those that don't know, I've been wanting to do this pageant for 10 years. But the timing and the dates never worked out. The stars aligned. And getting that crown put on my head was exhilarating. I really, truly felt like the queen. I felt like all my hard work came to fruition, and I was so, so thankful, and I was surrounded by so many incredible women. It was such an honor to be crowned this year's Ms. U.S. Continental.
Well, congratulations, and a little later into the show, we have some shout-outs from people across the state that wanted to tell you congratulations, so I'll be reading some of those because we're so happy that you brought home the crown.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so our first question comes from Tifton, Georgia, and they've asked, has anything new transpired with you since you won?
Yes. So after winning, I have been contacted by people all over the country requesting me to do appearances. And when I won U.S. Continental on stage, I said my goal was to make 100 appearances across the United States of America, and I'm going to make that happen, absolutely. So the biggest thing is just the outpour of people reaching out to me, wanting me to be a part of things I've never had the opportunity to be a part of. And for that, I'm incredibly, incredibly thankful.
So what number appearance are you on right now? I know that you just recently made an appearance at the American Elegance National Pageant. So what number appearance are you on now? And then I know that you made an appearance with Crystal Cavey. So I just wanted to know, where are you at now?
Oh, yes. So before even stepping foot on the U.S. Continental pageant at Nationals over Memorial Day weekend, I was at 37 appearances as a state title holder. As of today, after we finish our interview, girl, it has been an incredible journey. After our interview today, this will be my 54th appearance since being crowned in May.
Oh,
in addition to the 37
goodness.
I did as a state title holder. Yep.
So you're almost at that half point.
Oh, yes. So Right now, I'm more than halfway over what I had promised, and I'm going to far exceed my goal. I want people to know about the U.S. Continental Pageant. I want them, when they're searching for their next title, I want them to say, U.S. Continental is a place that I can call home.
And I just wanted to highlight and tell you that you are an amazing title holder, not only in your community, but also for the organization that you are with. You are proud to place them on your social media sites. You are proud to recruit for them. You are proud to bring other ladies into the Miss U.S. Continental organization. And because I know that there's two divisions, but you don't mind recruiting for the organization that you're with because you're an overachiever. And I think in these times and days, are, you know, a lot of girls lose that, and I'm coming from experience of being not only a title holder and seeing some other girls that are title holders not really recruit, but also I'm coming from a director's standpoint. And, you know, just seeing a lot of girls and hearing a lot of directors be like, well, my girls, they just came for the crown and sash. And I know I posted a few weeks back about that, but you have really embodied what a true title holder is all about, and you are the total package. And I love that.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I want and I strive to be a good example. I want to be a great role mm-hmm. model. I want to show women, regardless of age, regardless of height, regardless of size, regardless of your background, where you come from or where you're going, you can be a queen. And, you know, all mm-hmm. it takes is that first step of just signing up. And
mm-hmm.
thank you. Like that means the world to me. I work really, really hard and tirelessly because just because you see me do an appearance here and there and you don't see all the behind the scenes work. So when I'm getting ready to prepare for an appearance or whatever I'm gearing up for, sometimes it's days in advance amount of work. It's hours. I've already done 250 community service hours this year alone.
Whew. You have been working, working, working.
Oh, yes. You know, it's, you know, as a title holder, that crown and sash, they are beautiful. They are absolutely mm-hmm. beautiful. But you, the title holder, are what truly embodies and makes that beautiful crown and sash what it is. So
yes,
thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Exactly. Thank you. No problem. I'm so happy that I could have you on the show. And just so that you can be a role model for other girls that are listening, that may want to get into the pageant industry, that's listening to the show, or just for title holders, you are a role model for them so that they can do better, that they can better themselves. Or if they want to be like you, be like, Mommy, I want to be like Sabrina. She's your Miss U.S. Continental, and she goes everywhere. I mean, you never know. You never know who's going to contact you. And so our next question comes from Johnson City, Tennessee, and they've asked a huge question. Okay, they said, you know, what qualities, and we kind of went over this, but what qualities do you believe a title holder should have?
Well, there's a lot of things that make a great title holder, and there's a lot of great things that make a title holder what they are. I believe in mm-hmm. substance. I truly believe in community service. I have a servant's heart. So my goal as a title holder not only is to represent the organization, but to represent my platform and my community that I so love. So part of being that is willing to work. Of course, everybody mm-hmm. wants the crown. I mean, what's not to like about it? And, you know, mm-hmm. everybody wants to get on stage or wear that gown and have their moment, but it's beyond the stage and beyond the competition that truly make a title holder. I truly believe in embracing the sisterhood of pageantry, leaning on the women around you, a woman of integrity, hard work, dedication, driven. This is, it's a job at the end of the day. Hey, it's fun, but you have to be willing mm-hmm. to do the work. And that's one of the big things that I've seen. I've been in pageantry for nearly 20 years. And that's something that I do see a lot, where everybody wants the crown, but not everyone's willing to work for it. And I think that you're seeing mm-hmm. in this day and age right now where that is setting a lot of title holders apart from each other. But not only that, you know, they want somebody that's truly beautiful on the inside, because when you're beautiful on the inside, that makes you beautiful on the outside too. They, you know, having a heart of gold, being that, you know, helping hand, being a woman of integrity. If you say that you're going to do something, do it. That's another big thing. You know, so many title holders or anybody for that matter will say, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do this. And those are all wonderful things. But you got to be able to come through on your promises because, you know, pageantry is something where, you know, we're a sport and we want to be taken seriously. So when we say we're going to do something, well, we better do it.
And I acknowledge what you said while I was writing some of my notes before you started really going into what you believe the qualities that a title holder should have. You spoke it very well. I put down it's a job that needs to have substance and then have heart. I think a lot of people lack that nowadays because they're just going after, of course, as we said, everyone wants to love the crown and sash, but as I said, you always... I mean, if you want a crown and sash, you can go to Amazon and purchase one.
Right.
But it's what you do with it. And that's where that substance comes in at. And I love that you have a service chart. That's where that comes in at. And treating it as a job, whether you are younger or older, I understand that you're in the pageant industry to gain confidence. But through those confidence, what are you learning? What are you taking from this? What are you applying to the outside world? Because it needs to be treated as a job. No matter what the age is. At the age of 4, I treated my pageantry as a job, and I told my preschool and kindergarten teacher that I wanted to raise funds for the March of Dimes for the Preemie Babies, and I told my parents that that's what we're going to do, and they just went along with it. But at that time and moment, I knew that it was a job. It was just not for a pretty crown and sash, and I understood that at the age of 4, so I don't, you know, I want other girls to understand that, and you saying all of those same things, we're on the same page.
Yes, no, and that's amazing. At the age of 4, you are already having a servant's heart and wanting to do great things in your community. And that's a lot of that is also shown by either somebody in your life that was really wanting to give back, or, you know, you saw something on TV. But even, you know, hinting at that, it's you can get involved at any stage in life. And even maybe what a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, I don't have money. You don't have to have money to give. Or, you know, some people are like, oh, I don't have time. There's so many ways that you can be an active member in your community. And I think a lot of people don't really know how to get involved. I have so many title holders that reach out to me and say, how do you do so many appearances? Or, you know, how did you get involved with that? You have to put yourself out there and you have to find things. Because with social media nowadays, oh, girls. Oh, these girls have it so much easier. I remember 17 years ago when I first started competing, trying to find appearances, it was hard. Now, I mean, you go to events on Facebook and you see what's going on around you. You can reach out to whoever's in charge and say, hey, I'm a local title holder. This is part of my platform or this is something I'd like to give back to. Most of those organizations will welcome you with open arms and say, come on down.
Yeah, they really will. They will. And they have, you know, they're able to actually email people or call them where it would take a little bit longer for someone to get back. It may take 3 business days, whereas now you can message them on social media. So I like that you said that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But that I definitely wanted to bring that up. So, girls, if you're listening out there and you are looking for opportunities to volunteer and be more active, please feel free to message me. I would be more than happy to lend a helping hand or point you in the right direction.
Well, we are going to take a momentary break. CTWB would like to thank Dynasty Nails of Knoxville, Fabric, and Fabric of Knoxville for their incredible sponsorship. Remember, we are still live with Serena Ritter-Ketty, your reigning Ms. U.S. Continental 2019. Okay, so Serena, we have a question from California. They've asked, I have followed your journey for a year now, and I am a Mrs. Pageant title holder. I see that you have a huge group of MRS ladies behind you, but also you all support and travel with each other and participate in volunteer activities as well together. Is that a group or coaching group that I could, like, join? You all seem really awesome.
Oh, well, whoever you are in California, we love you, and thank you so much for your question. Honestly, pageant, a lot of people always ask, they're like, who is this group of women? You guys are always doing things together. We have we call it our tribe, and it's just like everyone's got their tribe of women.
Mm-hmm.
These are all women that I met in different stages of pageantry, and each one of them has just brought so much joy and love to my life. They're not just people that I've met in pageantry. These are my best friends. These are the people that
mm-hmm.
I share absolutely everything with. So when we have joyous moments, we share them together as a group. When we have cheerful moments, we share them together as a group. When one of us is getting ready to compete, you betcha, when they say it takes a tribe or a village to get you ready, absolutely. But what we
mm-hmm.
do as a group is to empower other women. We want to
exactly.
show that you can empower other women. So, I mean, in our group, we have women, you know, in their late 20s all the way into their later 50s. So there's a very large span of age there. But we embrace, we love each other, we respect one another, but we are there for one another. No matter if, you know, someone's got a job interview, a pageant, you know, something personal is going on in their life, we are each other's cheerleaders in absolutely every aspect. And I think that's beautiful. But to go into a little bit more of your question, I mean, we're here to empower other people. We want to show that through pageantry, it is truly a sisterhood. All home. Some people never went to college. Some people maybe never bonds growing up. You can have those bonds, like I said, at any stage in life. Everybody with open arms. We put together lots of community service projects, and I set up groups. I have personally set up 15 groups in the past year of different service activities or challenges that we've done together, and I've invited title holders of all ages, of all systems, to participate. So, absolutely. We welcome.
Okay, it seems like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties, and that's okay. So I just want to go on and say thank you so much to all of our fans, guests, listeners, and readers. The Crown Talk brand wouldn't be possible without you. In addition, I would like to thank the remaining of our sponsors, HBIC Photography, Studio Primetime Photography, Makeup by Amanda, and Kathy Whitaker Photography. In addition, on Wednesday, we have Cynthia Martinez, who will be on the show. So stay tuned, and we can't wait for you all to tune in. She will be talking about the aneurysm. Remember that every other Monday, we will be having our Instagram Live, so you can follow us on our social media sites. You can follow us on Facebook, Crown Talk with BYRGUNDY, Instagram, at Crown Talk with Burgundy, YouTube, at Crown Talk with BY, Twitter, at Crown Talk with BY, and our website is www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.wixsite.com/crowntalk. And we still have Serena on the line. Are you still there?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to go straight into our next question. It is from Carbondale, Illinois, and they've asked, who has been your biggest supporter and what have you gained by winning the Ms. U.S. Continental pageant organization?
My biggest supporter, hands down, is my husband. I mean, he's there every
Aww.
Step of the way, no matter what I'm doing. So, and we all have trying days. So my husband is there to help me, whether it's zipping up my dress or giving me his personal taste and opinion on what I should be doing or how I could do something better, or just there to cheer me on. He, hands down, is my number one supporter, as not only my husband, but my partner in life. But since winning, the Ms. U.S. Continental title, I feel like I've truly grown as a person and as an individual. Even though it's only been a few months, I feel that the love and support and just overwhelming amount of messages, I feel like I'm truly making a difference. And at the end of the day, this journey, that's what I want to do. I want to make a positive difference in the women around me and the people around me. I keep saying, and I can't say it enough, I want to leave a legacy of being a woman of service and being a woman of giving back and being a woman that is kind and nice and just there for somebody else. So I hope that answers your question. I am so excited about all the questions. They have some really good ones today.
Yes, they do. First, you will leave a huge legacy. I know you will. You've already left a huge legacy here at Crown Talk, and we love having you onto the show. And also, I love that you said that your husband is your number one supporter. I've had now on season 5 2 MRS title holders, and that is the first thing that they said is their husbands. And I think that's very important. It's always having the husbands on board with and having them supporting you as you're going through your journey of pageantry, because at the end of the day, it is a family event.
It is. And that's a really good point that you bring up. A lot of people always say, well, how can somebody do this with everything that's going on? And hey, include your family. I have an event that I organized, and I said, look, I know it's during the week. Invite the husbands. Invite the boyfriends. Invite the fiancés. Invite the kiddos.
Exactly.
This is something, you know, what I am trying to do is just to be, I want to share everything with everybody or as many people that I possibly can. I want people to feel included. I like a world of feeling included, where I can extend that invitation to another individual, especially someone that's brand new in pageantry. I want them to feel warm and welcome and have all those great fuzzy feelings that you should have as a brand new title holder or somebody that's a seasoned competitor.
Yes, and you know what, Serena, since we're talking about, you're like, everyone's having some good questions, we actually had a lot of comments too, so I'm going to read just a few of the comments because they really loved you. They wanted to send so much love and congratulations and support to you, so I'm going to go straight into these messages. From Birmingham, Alabama, they said, Serena, congratulations on your new title. You are such an inspiration. Keep those dreams coming true. From Chicago, Illinois, they said, my daughter is a huge fan of yours. She has seen you at a pageant we attended earlier in the year, and you were so sweet. Thank you for being a role model. From Memphis, Tennessee, they've said, hello, congratulations, Serena, on your title. I watched the pageant live, and you are an amazing individual. You worked the stage. From Tampa, Florida, they said, congrats, Serena. I was so happy when you won Ms. U.S. Continental. It was well-deserved. Thank you for always giving back to your community. So those are just a few of the comments we received for Serena, and I thought it was so sweet. Just being able to read them, and I just got a huge smile on my face because I know when you first won, I, like, screamed. I was like, oh, my gosh, I ran in the room, and I told my mom, I was like, Mom, sorry. So I was, like, so happy just to see your dreams come true because I know that last year you came on as a title holder from them, and then you came back 5 days. You took time out of your busy schedule to come on the show prior to you going to Nationals, and then you went to Nationals, rocked it, and your dream came true. And that just shows that never give up on your dreams, and you didn't, and you captured that title.
Thank you. And, oh, my God, the comments, they made me teary-eyed. Like, it really, truly, truly means a lot to me. Like I said, I'm very, very grateful. This journey just has been unbelievably wonderful, and I just cannot express my gratitude. You have been so wonderful to me over the years, Burgundy, and I just truly appreciate you. Thank you for always letting me share a little part of my story. It really, really, really means a lot that you allow title holders such as myself to share what it's like to be a real person and going out there and getting your hands dirty. but you really,
mm-hmm.
you really have a wonderful way of highlighting women from all over the country and just making us feel so loved. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I feel like you are one of my older sisters, and we always
yes.
talk every now and then when we're both, when schedules aren't so busy. But I've loved having you on over the whole year and a half and just talking to you and getting to know more about you in each phase of your life within these last 2 years. And so lastly, how can our audience follow your journey as Miss U.S. Continental, and what are your next appearances on your schedule?
Well, I have so many things on my schedule. Literally, I am booked out all the way through – Let me just say this really quick. Whether there's a crown on my head or not, I am a woman of service. So whether I'm a title
mm-hmm.
holder or not, I will be out there working. I don't need a crown and sash to validate who I am as a person. I am out there for the
exactly.
good of my community because I love doing it. But coming up next for me, I organized a group, like I had mentioned. So in November, I love Feed My Starving Children. It's one of my favorite organizations to give back to. So I organized a group. So we invited husbands, kids, the whole family to come out, and we're going to have a good time packing food. Also, I'm so excited. So the Live Out Loud charity, they are celebrating their 10th anniversary fashion show here in Chicago, and I am one of their MCs. So I will be one of the red carpet MCs for the Beauty Queen fashion show, which for me is a huge honor because the last time I was there was in 2012. As a former
mm-hmm.
title holder, but this time, instead of walking the runway, I get to introduce my fellow sisters. So that is such an honor and privilege. I have a lot of things coming up with Marley's Ministries and Marley's Angel Gowns, which I'm the international spokesperson
Yay.
For. So we have, I love the organization, but we're doing some new things. So you guys have to
mm-hmm.
stay tuned by following me, so I'll give you that info. But a big thing and a big push that we're going to be doing this fall is you're going to be seeing girls out in the masses. Marley's Ministries and Marley's Angel Gowns has grown exponentially because of amazing supporters from all over the country. I had launched a global mission tour the year before, and it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
We did 11 countries, and all 50 states were impacted. We just had an awesome missions trip to Puerto Rico. I am going to
mm-hmm.
Mexico, and I'm making a drop on behalf of Marley's Ministries while I'm there. It's just we have nonstop stuff going on. Those are just a couple things coming up, but there's loads more. I'm a special guest speaker in Virginia in the second weekend of December, and I'm going to be speaking to a whole bunch of other fellow pageant girls about what it is to be a title holder, working on their stage presence, working on community service, platform, you name it, a little bit of everything. So I was very excited that I was invited to be the featured speaker at that workshop. So those are, like I said,
wow.
just a couple things that are upcoming, which I'm so excited
mm-hmm.
about. But like it, I mean, I've already traveled 15 states representing the U.S. Continental Pageant, and I'm not done. I have so much more to go. So those 54 appearances, oh, that's nothing. Wait till you see what I do when I am done. I am so excited.
Oh, my goodness.
But if you want to follow,
you have...
But if you want to follow my journey, please do. You can find me. All of my stuff is public. As a title holder, I believe that my life is an open book. So you can follow my personal page, which is Serena Ritter Ketty. You can follow my fan page, which is Ms. U.S. Continental 2019 on Facebook. You can also follow me on Instagram on my personal page, which is at Serena Louise, because I do post a lot of my appearances there as well. And you can follow me on my fan page on Instagram as well, which is Ms. U.S. Continental 2019. I am an open book, and if any of the ladies listening, regardless of where you're located, whether you're here, New Zealand, Australia, New York, please, I welcome you with open arms and open hearts to message me anytime. I am here for my sisters.
Well, thank you so much for coming on this show. We have come to the end of our show, and we will definitely be following you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You have a great night.
You too. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of our show. Thank you again for tuning in, and I leave you with my favorite quote, "You're never too young to be a role model."